One's a former NFL star turned esports coach.
What you doing?
My nothing.
One's a dad. You can't stop playing rocket
league. These days, they're like, we're used to stop and run.
Together, they welcome you to Amon Green Gamers Lounge.
Welcome into the Gamers Lounge. I'm your host, Amon Green, and my good friend and compadre, John Adias, is excused for the day. He has, I believe he's doing broadcasting. You know, he does broadcasting and for Wisconsin women's sports, so basketball, volleyball, softball, and I think a little football here and there. So he is gone for the day. So I'm going to ride out and support and do my thing here on the podcast. So how is everyone doing today? Just checking in with everyone. Hope everyone had a great week since the last show. Hope everything's been safe. And we're kind of in the holiday season now, so safe and happy and getting off to visit family and friends if you can. I know we're in the planning, talking to our kids. We have kids in multiple states, so we're going to have the conversation of when we're going to try to go get to them and visit them for a few days. Mom and dad come in town. So that means for the kids, good cooking and what else? Possibly giving, donating to the cause, because kids, hey mom, I need a little help here. Yeah, we know how that goes. We were all in that situation. So good morning, I love or Thil love, T-H-E-E, I think that's the I or L, and then love, obviously. But thank you, first time to the stream, good morning. For myself, since last week's check-in, I say I've been very fortunate to be a part of some good players at my university. So I'm repping Lakeland right now because we won the NECC Emergence Division in Valorant this past Monday. And we actually, it was an in-person event. We were happy to do that. That went down to Kenosha College that is here in Wisconsin. And we're in Sheboygan, so we drove about 2 hours south to join the team in person and competed. And it was a fantastic series. It went all five games. And, man, hats off to Coach Palmer there and their team. They played great. My players played great, and we came out the victor. So, congratulations to my players. We have Alex Burgos is the captain, Nick Sorensen, Ethan Jacquard, Zachary I don't want to say his last name. I don't want to mess it up. I know Zach G and then Mason Henson, who is a freshman that was pulling off some amazing shots and good call outs, good action through the whole series of the best of five. So congratulations to those guys. And so this weekend with that happening, we're going to have like a team dinner, a team congratulations dinner for the players. So, I move some things around. And so I'll be able to stay home and take them out to eat and give them, they earned it. They had a fantastic season. It was an up and down season. We had players, that quit and some that couldn't manage the schedule of practicing and going to school. So we lost a few players that were really good, but we end up, still fighting through that and coming out on top and having a good season. And then obviously finish the season off very well. We upset some seeds. We were the number fourth seed. We were the number fifth seed. We upset the number fourth seed, the number one seed, and then Carthage was number three. We upset them as well. So being the lower seed and all the way through the bracket to come through on top, and just shows you that the underdog, even though sometimes you're counted, some things are counted against you, always try to play hard no matter what, because that's why we play the game. So to the chat, it's gonna be heavy on the chat today since it's just myself in here. Vic Sobre, excuse me. What's up, man? How you doing? Let me slow down on the words pronunciation. So, the I love, got it, Jackson State University. So, the I love, thank you for the whole spread out of the word, because I know as gamers, we put everything together and try to, and come up with some very clever gamer names or gamer tags or screen names, stuff like that. It says, you need to come to coach our football team, please. We need you. Hey, you know what? Hey, y'all can I'll reach out. Y'all can reach out to me as well. I just know I've been coaching video games for the past 3 years, but I would love to help out. I know Coach Prime, Dion went up to Colorado for bigger and better things. I'm very proud of the way he coached that program himself to get it to the level. I know everybody is not doesn't like his style of being who he is, but that's who he is. And I was explaining this to family and friends that, you know, Deion is Deion. You know, there he has the what he's saying, the message he's sending is what I think any former athlete of any caliber, especially high caliber like him, when I say high caliber, Hall of Fame level championship, under their belts at multiple levels, whatever it is, high school, college, or pro, that we all say the same thing, but we do it in our way. Like, I wouldn't coach like Deion. I'll probably coach you on the same things that he coached you guys at Jackson State, but I wouldn't do it his way because I'm not Deion. He does it his way with the swag and the way he likes to do stuff. And some of it is not me. So I'll do, but I would relay the message to, I would get the message to you the same, the accountability, the discipline, the hard work, the confidence you have to win or have to have to win and be successful as a player, as a team player, how to build that relationship with your coaches and your teammates. And that's what he did at the few years that he was at Jackson State. So congratulations to Deion moving on to Colorado, but also what he did at Jackson State, a historically Black college, to bring them some notoriety, to bring them some good football play over the last 2 years. He brought that program, you know, up in that down in the SWAC division. So he definitely will be missed. Like I said, hey, the door is always my phone. We can reach out, send a message on my socials, the I love, and we can, I don't know, we could make something happen. Never know. But right now I'm talking video games. So I say what else? I say, yeah. So that was my week watching my players win another Valorant, you know, another championship. My first year, I had the chance to be a part of Curtis Doki's season. He was a junior at that time, and he won also in the NECC. He won Madden in my first season of coaching him, and that was fantastic. So another successful season for a team. And we had teams that just missed the playoffs, like Call of Duty just missed the playoffs by one game, 1 point. And we still have 3 Smash players, I believe, alive in the race for single Smash tournament playoffs right now. Or not tournament, but playoffs for also in the NECC. So we congratulate them. I know Damon, he just missed the game. I think we may have 2 or 3 now left. It's around 2 or 3 players just left in that as well. What's up, JFK, man? How you doing? Appreciate you. It's just me today. John got, you know, he got a little busy, which is good. We'll welcome him back. So with John not being here, I will not talk about Andor because we obviously do it as a team. I will talk about another fun show that is here on Netflix and once I'll stream later on in the show. So just be aware of that. I will not talk about Andor today because that's me and John's thing. And I told him that. I said, I'm not going to talk about it because you're not here, homie. But we will talk about something that's really a fun show. If you into like a little creepiness and a little comedy, I say young adult type demographic of show, this is going to be the show for you. So I'll talk about that later on once on stream. But let's get into some. I checked in with everyone. I hope everyone's doing well. What's up? Hey, Dome Rock, appreciate you for the sub for 7 months in a row. Appreciate it there. So I am on Twitch and on YouTube as well. I see some people. I see The I Love is on YouTube watching here. And we got Big B, Usual Suspect, Dome Rocker, and JFK all on Twitch. So we're everywhere. I believe we're on Twitter too. So this is live on Twitter right now and Facebook. So appreciate the support. Continue to follow and sub at all those places. TikTok, YouTube, Twitch, Twitter, all those places. Follow, sub, share, retweet, please. To keep, you know, this train moving of the Mind Greens Gamers Lounge. So let's get into some quick hitting news bites. So I found some articles. You know, we got World Cup going on here. Let me get up here on the screen. So we got World Cup going on here. And of course, with World Cup, we have, as you know, a lot of athletes play video games. And so let me take this back up to the top here. So we got my man, Jordan Pickford here. So he is the England's team's goalkeeper. Jordan Pickford has, you know, made a few handy saves in World Cup as a been described here at kutako.com, so thank you for that. But between raiding around for large parts of a game and then having days between matches, there's a lot of spare time to fill, which is true for a lot of athletes, so which he has duly done by getting an enormous gaming setup shipped over from his house, so over into Qatar. So Pickford, who plays his club football for Everton, revealed that the power move, as part of this promotion interview, blew below, which runs over 20 minutes. So I won't show you that video. That's a long video. But which I set to autoplay. So it's all, you know, I want to play, but I might play a little bit of it. But in the video, it seems the guys really likes playing Fortnite and have previously taken gaming laptops with him on national duty so he could play on his off days. So that's just like same thing I did during my career. I would, you know, get on a way trip and bring my Xbox, pack it in my backpack until the company games came out. And then I was done playing by that time. But then I'll bring my console, put it in the case, carry it on the plane. You know, it's all TSA regulated, so it's very fun. So he's bringing his gaming laptop. So that was consoles for me. So my man Jordan here, he's a more laptop guy. So where was I? Switching between those cramped confines and the regular setup had to prove too much for the Euro 2021 Golden Glove winner. So here in Qatar, he said, bump that. He said, I got some heavy duty ship. I'm gonna get more heavy duty shipped over. So here is a picture of his here's a picture of his case, as they say in England. They say proper kits of things or proper things, and that is showing him the proper kit that he actually brought over. So that's the monogram container as it arrived. It is indeed a proper bit of a kit. It's a laptop, but a custom built full size included, that the visual experience on the road matched what he was used to at home. So as for Fortnite, not just for Pickford, and so some of his teammates got involved as well. He says above, it's something he plays with the lads, so his homies, his teammates for years, for 4 years, and the last World Cup England squad was famously absolutely hooked on playing Fortnite during their downtime. So I think this is pretty cool. I mean, this is what this kind of continues to show that, like I said, athletes are gamers. When my spell of time came down, I was either playing Madden or Assassin's Creed, Grand Theft Auto, or Hitman. And one of the games I mentioned today in Gamers Game Releases is another fun game I played right after my career because it came out, I think, around 2012. And I was done playing at that time, but I played it a lot with a friend of mine, Jesse, up in Toronto. But I'll talk about that later. But it go on to talk about, and in the article here, just go on to talk about how he's playing with his teammates. Let me see here. He has this. It's no surprise that team youngsters Marcus Rashford and Ali play religiously, or that young at heart Raheem Sterling and Lang Long log on to Epic Games bestseller. But the true revelation has been their star striker Kane. So Kane, or should be known as HK23. So there you go. If anybody are soccer fans and English Premier fans, so there you go. If you want to send them a message, they put gamer tags in there. I don't know if that was a good idea. Has racked up an astonishing 110 matches while in Russia, closely followed by Tottenham and evidently Fortnite teammate Ali, also known as Destroyer 14, who has played 82 times, according to their reports. The pair has previously live streamed their matches, including one against defender and teammate Harry Maguire. So in the article, it just continues to go on talking about how, you know, the team and players, what they do to hang out when they're not obviously doing their actual job playing soccer, serious soccer, World Cup soccer. That soccer is a sport. You know, I would have played if I had it like in my neighborhood. I said I was more in a football, baseball, basketball heavy neighborhood. So it's pretty cool. And I tell you, it's always funny. It's funny how since my playing career, how a lot of athletes wouldn't talk about their gaming activity. And I'm like, what's wrong with that? Hey, bro, you play Madden? You play Madden. You play Call of Duty? You play, you know, Assassin's Creed? Man, you play Fairy Tale Fights. I played this game, Fairy Tale Fights. Oh my God, it was so fun. So fun. Running around with Little Red Riding Hood, beating up the three pigs or Big Bad Wolf, you know? It was that game. It was fire. Raheem Sterling, Pride of Jamaica. Okay, I got you, JFK. It says Vixo Sombre. That's a heck of a carry bag. Hey, I wonder how, I mean, that's on wheels, so you know it's heavy. You go back to that bag, look at that thing. And that's like a dust, that's like airport quality. It will not get damaged box. That's military grade shipment right there. So if my gaming laptop or PC, that's a PC in there, I believe. I'm getting the same treatment. I'm gonna find that company. I have this website. Obviously, I'm gonna save it right there. So boom, boom. And let me go back to it real quick. Yeah, I'm gonna go. I saved it page already. But yeah, that you can look at that little logo monogram and go to the link. You could probably follow it, search it, and there you go. I think that's a cool thing right there. That's dope. All right, since I got another story for you. And I'm hitting for the people that like numbers, in the world of numbers, we have a fun one here. So we have Modern Warfare. Let me pop that back on the screen here. Oh, here we go. Back to the top. Modern Warfare 2, Nintendo Switch, and God of War dominate November in UK. And I'm going to say I looked up some US stats too, monthly charts on sales. So because we know when Call of Duty come out, there's a lot of money being made for Activision Blizzard, now Microsoft. So just at the start of this article, by way of gameindustry.biz, so thank you there, just over 4.3 million games were sold in the UK during November, a drop from 7.3 over the year before, according to the latest GSD figure. So one of the biggest reasons for this was Call of Duty. This year, Modern Warfare 2 launched in October instead of November, as usual, that Activision has done year over year. So even so, Call of Duty still the biggest game of the month in November by a big margin. In fact, let me see here. Get this set up here. Where was I? Yeah, the biggest. In fact, with just 4 weeks on sale, Modern Warfare 2 also outsold Call of Duty Vanguard from lifetime sales to date. So that means the graphics, everybody loved. Obviously, word of mouth is a thing and it happens. So when that game hit, I heard a lot of chatter, especially my kids. The only thing I think now with Call of Duty Warzone is still getting kind of introduced, the new Warzone. So everybody's kind of adjusting to that. So there's little, I've heard some little negative feedback on the Warzone aspect of it, but it's always a process thing. All right. So the closest rival to Call of Duty is God of War Ragnarok, of course, because I have that already downloaded. I'm going to try my best to finish Gotham Knights before I push the button on Ragnarok. I'm doing my best. I'm right at the end. I've done Mr. Freeze case. I've done Harley Quinn's case and closed it. And I believe I closed Penguin's case and I closed Court of Owls case in Gotham Knights. I've only played with Red Hood because I always liked his character, and because he died and actually came back to life through Ra's a pit. You know, he was put in a pit of water that brought him back to life. So, yeah. So the map. So would you say Dome Rocket, the map is too big? Is that what it is? That's one of the feedbacks on that. So the map's too big. And that's one thing why I don't play a whole lot of Warzone, only because not is it too big. It's just when I do play, I don't like playing by myself. I like to play with people that I know and people that's not going to take off and run their own direction. So so more stats here. So like I said, Ragnarok was the only game that would compete with God of Call of Duty. So it's been a massive launch for the PS5 and 4 compared to the first 3 weeks of his predecessor back in 2018 of God of War Reboot, where sales were up 44%. So the next biggest set of release are Pokemon Scarlet and Violet, which is a big one. All my players at this facility, I mean, when we break for something, they're playing. I'm like, what are you doing? Oh, I'm playing Pokemon Scarlet and Violet. Oh, okay, gotcha. So if the two games were combined alongside the double pack, the games would have been number 3 in the charts as Nintendo published game data, digital data is on. So digital data, and there's no digital download. This is all actual, you know, disc and so hard disc and everything sells. This is what this is. There's no digital downloads here. Just so everybody knows. So it's possible that games would have been at number 2 if download figures was also available. So just know that so not the digital download. This is all people like me who want the hard disc when you get it, because obviously it's a keepsake. And then when you want to maybe, you know, sell it, make some money off of it later on. I love getting the disc, popping it out of that case, putting it in my PlayStation. It's a beautiful thing. So I'll finish here. So it's the second largest for Pokemon game in the UK history. behind Pokemon Sun and Moon on back on 3DS. So other key releases included Football Manager 2023, which we talked about a few weeks ago, a few months ago, at number six. The game sales are down 30% compared to the launch of the last year edition of 2022. And then just behind is another Sega release, Sonic Frontiers, which is another game I have in the waiting deck. So I have God of War Ragnarok in the waiting deck. I have Sonic Frontiers. And then let's go back a few years. I got Assassin's Creed Valhalla still waiting. Borderlands 3 still waiting. I think we're all gamers. We know, you know, the struggle of you get these games and you like, all right, I'm going to play this one and I'm going to play that one. But then life happens. So you don't really get a chance to finish and get started or even get started on a game. Vixo Sawbray says Callisto Protocol will sell big. I bet it's really good. Yes. And I'm already liking that game. Watching all the previews of it, it reminds me of Dead Space. If you played any of the Dead Space series, I'm a Dead Space series fan. I played all three of them, completed all three of them. So I'm super excited about Callisto Protocol and the storyline. Just to see, I know the graphics are going to look similar to Dead Space, but I want to see that plot line. And I'm a horror movie person from sci-fi. This is a sci-fi horror genre type game. That's my wheelhouse. I love games like that. I have Fear. If you remember Fear from back in the day, 1, 2, and 3, Dead Space 1, 2, and 3. I think it was another spinoff of Dead Space Judgment or something like that. I played all of those. So big, Dead Space fan, big horror fan, just so y'all know if y'all new to the show. But to wrap it up, so 1.82 billion of the games sold via digital download, which also is a drop of 10%. Compared from November 21, 2.5 million games were sold via physical retail, a drop of 4% year over year. So if you want to continue, go over to gameindustry.biz, Call of Duty Modern Warfare article. If you want to get all the rest of the numbers, because I could go forever. And then I want to look at some of the U.S. numbers real quick. And there's no exact numbers. They didn't give me on the chart I found. It was hard to find something on the chart I found. I did find the actually who is ranked of most game sales since October. And the number one game, obviously, well, take your guess. Who y'all, what game do y'all think is number one before I go into it? Anyone could throw it in the chat. So I got the top 10 here in the United States of game sales. And also, again, not digital download. So take your guess, anybody. We got, is it NBA 2K? Is it Madden? Is it Gotham Knights, Call of Duty? Is it Bayonetta that came out? Three. Any of those games. Which one is the top three? Who's number one? Let's see. Anybody know who's number one? Madden, Del Maraca, JF Cake, Vixo Sombre. Who you think? Call of Duty, JF Cake, where you at? In there? We get you out there. FIFA, Big Baby Duke, FIFA. FIFA is in the top five. And Call of Duty, Vix Sombre is number one. So Call of Duty is number one. Gotham Knights is number two. FIFA is number three. Madden is number four. And NHL 23 is number five. And then to round off the top 10 of most video games sold between October to now, number six is Mario plus Rabbids, Sparks of Hope. Number seven is Persona 5, I believe an anime game. And then NBA 2K is number eight, and then Bayonetta number three on Switch, which it's a fun game. It's basically God of War with a lady. she's a beast on there. And then number 10 is Elden Ring, that rounds out the top 10 of most game sales here in the U.S. So, hey. Those games, it's a lot per week. It was a lot of games to look at too. It was like almost 20 games this week. And we only have Christmas right around the corner. So it's just interesting that, you know, those games, obviously they're hitting fast and heavy because developers, they want to get their best game out there, their flat pole game out there to the crowd, to the consumers that are gamers like us that want to play something during the holidays when we're off work, out of school. And that's the time too, because I'm already getting my game plan down. I'm getting TV shows lined up. I'm gonna finish Gotham Knights, then I'm gonna hit Ragnarok, then I'm gonna watch I'm watching Andor, and then I'm gonna finish what I'm gonna talk about here in a little bit. I don't want to give up the surprise of the next Netflix series, but then there's like other series that I kind of want to get on I was just talking to some of my players. American Horror Story. I haven't watched that in like three seasons, so I want to watch that again. So the holiday season, my downtime list is growing and ready to go. Big Baby Doogie says, I'm surprised. What'd you say? I'm surprised Gotham Knights sold so well with all the performances issues on console. I did buy a copy, but it's from Santa, so I don't have it yet. Gotcha. But hey, to your point, I had a little glitch out with Gotham Knights. It was funny. I'm gonna just post it. I'll post it after today's show. I'm gonna post it. I had Red Hood's hoodie. He had the drawstrings on your hoodie were pointing straight out. I'll post it on my social media after today's show. I'm like, why is the hoodie strings? And it wasn't just one scene. It was every cutscene for a day. And I think every time I go to that cutscene where they're in the belfry, looking at the bat computer, trying to find the next mission, his drawstrings are pointing straight out. It's like, bing, you know, it's crazy. It's so funny. All right, y'all ready for that fun conversation of this or that, everyone? This. Let's do it.
Or that.
All right, here. So let me get all set up here. I'm a little bit ahead of myself. But we have this or that coming down the line. So also remember, if you have any suggestions, please put them in the Discord or on social media. I say the Discord is better. I check my social medias, but not as much. I got to be honest. But if you go to Discord, join the Discord, which I know my Nightbot has put up the Discord link a few times. So join it. Well, you can help me with some ideas because I like participating. Remember, I'm a team player. I'm a team player type of guy. So join in to this or that in the Discord and give us some ideas. But the first one on the list here, let's see here. Sergeant Mar Reynolds, thanks for the sub for 9 months there. So first thing on the list, this is from my man Big B. Steak or ribs? Man, this is a guy after my own heart, after my own tummy. I'll just say that. Steak or ribs, guys, from the chat. I'll give everybody a second to process that question. I know for a lot, it should be a quick answer. I know where my heart lies. Oh, JF Cake. I knew I liked you. I knew I liked you, man. Beef ribs. Hey, beef ribs is where it's at. People sleep on. I know the pork ribs are good, but the beef ribs. And then in a little bit, I mean, this is not a health thing, but if you kind of categorize, they're a little bit healthier than pork ribs, but not much. It's like beef ribs, pork ribs in terms of health, cholesterol, you know, it's not much difference there. All right, Big Baby Duke is with steak. Ooh, what cut of steak? Dome Rocker and Big Baby Duke, Big Dome Rocker as well. Sergeant Maul is also with the good gotta go steak. That sounds like a good tag, like, you know, got milk, gotta go steak. I love it. Name some cuts for the steakers, for the steak. I'm a steak guy too. I'm from Nebraska, so we a beef state all day. But a good slab of beef ribs, I'll go that. But if I had to go steak, my favorite cut is a New York strip. That was what I was hitting up during my playing days a lot on Saturday night before the game, or Monday night, or Sunday night before the game, stuff like that. Filet for Sabre, Vixo Sabre, okay. Ribs all day. For Big B, a rib. I say the pork ribs are the little fattiest. I know you get all that flavor because of the fat. And then mixed with the barbecue sauce. I like spicy barbecue sauce. I'm that guy here. Dome Rocker says, got a ribs. Gator ribs are better. Gator ribs. I've had gator before, but not ribs of a gator. And JFK says, beef ribs are untouched. Yes, I told you, beef ribs are, and it is meat. They're so meaty. Like, it's actual meat. It's not a lot of fat on them, so you actually get a ton of meat on it. A ton of meat. All right, Dome Rocker strip is the best. Yes, it is. And New York strip is point on point. All right, next item on the this or that list. Thank you, Big B. We got my man, Chumpampa. UFC or boxing? Either way, you're ducking. You're slipping punches. But, you know, you got slip kicks. You got to back up. So where you at? There was some good fights this past weekend, too. So UFC or boxing? Everybody in the chat? Oh, don't mind. Where are we at? Rocket says UFC's first up. I asked my wife a couple of years ago. I told her, I said, babe, would you let me join, go do some UFC fighting? And I only asked because I had seen Herschel Walker do it. You know, I'm like, you know, he's an athlete and he's older than me too. So this is like about 10 years ago. He was like, maybe 8 years ago. He was like 50 something then, because I'm probably like 10 years younger than him. So he's probably 55. I'm 45. So that means he was 10 years ago. That put him at 45, and that means I was 35. I was done playing, but I'm like, I'm still in shape. I was only a few years out at that time. So I'm like, I could assume if she UFC. She's like, nah, she didn't want. She shut that down real quick. So we got UFC reigning supreme right now. I respect boxing. It is a craft. I'm doing the Fight Club thing along with kickboxing, but I just like the multiple arts you got to master in UFC fighting, and respect. I respect all fighters, boxers, kickboxers, MMA. So UFC is definitely my pick as well. And I think that's going to rule supreme here. All right, next one up. Thank you, Chupampa, for that choice. Oh, man, I say the king of this or that's my man, Eeyore. Next one is Racing Time Forces Series or Gran Turismo. Racing games here. All right, Forza, I played both. And this one's, I think, which one's the older one? I think Gran Turismo's been around longer. I think since like early, I think 2000, if not sooner. Trying to think. Forza, because I think Forza is a little bit younger. I might have to go old school. I'm going to go Gran Turismo. I remember playing it on my PlayStation when I was just getting here to Green Bay after my trade from Seattle. And I was like, this is pretty close to real life driving. You know, you had to hit them curves. You had to hit the brakes at the right time. So I'm going to go Gran Turismo on this. Where are we at in the chat? And then, of course, Big B, man. Of course, you can't talk UFC without my man Kimbo Slice. I believe he passed away. I believe, I'm not sure. Quote me, you know, look it up. I'm not sure, but great fighter for UFC. Didn't win a whole lot, but if he caught you slipping with that hook, you're knocked out here. So Forza for JF Cake. So I thought he did pass away. So thank you, JFK, for the confirmation. Dorm Rocker also Forza. Big B says Forza is fun. Maxing out the speed of cars. Yes, indeed. The shade to Need for Speed, Drixel Sombre. Okay, you got to explain that, of course. And then Need for Speed has Outbound came out a few weeks ago. I believe he was one of my honorable mentions, and I'm going to have some good honorable mentions today as well. Need for Speed GOAT racing game. Hey, Need for Speed was the only game that I 100% did the achievements. So I got all 1,000 points for that game. That was the only game that I did that. All right, next one up. Another foodie one for my man, Big B. He got yogurt or pudding. Yogurt or pudding. I'm going to answer quick. I'm a pudding guy. I'm not really a yogurt guy. I've done some homework research. You know, I'm a little, you know, if y'all know, if you're a regular to the show, you know, I'm a little health nut. I stay on top of what I put in my body, food, water, you know, drink, you know, liquids, all that, and yogurt. And I'm lactose intolerant anyway, even though pudding does have milk, but you can find pudding that's done without milk, without dairy, or with almond milk. But yogurt has a lot of lactose in it. And it wasn't good for me in that. So when I ate it, I always feel bloated and not good. So yogurt, I'll say pudding for me. We got Big B says, hold up. He said the little pill car on Forza is fun to play around with. Okay, gotcha. I will try that out next time I'm on Forza 6. Dome Rocker, rice pudding. Ooh, I didn't even think about that. That sounds very good. And then Vixel Sombra says, Big Baby Duke agree, Need for Speed Underground, so good. Yes, yes it is. I play Underground and Most Wanted. That's the one I got 100%. I got all my 1,000 achievement points there. It says, I meet more yogurt than pudding, so yogurt. All right, Big B, gotcha. JF Cake, pudding. And so to the pudding question, we already had Dome Rocker, or to the pudding answers, Dome Rocker says rice pudding. So what's your favorite pudding? Is it chocolate? Is it vanilla? Is it like rice pudding or pudding that's mixed into something that makes something else taste good? I know one of my teammates, shout out to Noah Herring, he makes a fantastic banana pudding. Oh my goodness. And he owes my wife a batch. Just put it out there, Noah, if you're watching. Noah, you owe Marie your banana pudding. It is so awesome, man. When he made that the first time, I said, bro, let's put this on the market right now. It is so finger looking good. Even though you don't eat it with your fingers, you eat it with, you know, a spoon and fork. Just saying, you better. It'd be messed up there. So what is it, JFK? You got banana pudding, vanilla, chocolate. I don't know what other flavor puddings out there. I don't know. Any other flavor other than those, I say at least vanilla and chocolate. I think don't do it. It might not be good for your health. Just saying. All right. The next item and the last item, Eeyore again, knocking it out of the park. Eeyore, thank you for this one here. So TV show Firefly, which is an awesome show. They need to bring it back or maybe do like a movie version of it. Or live action Cowboy Bebop that was on Netflix last year. Again, I'm going to go live action Cowboy Bebop. What I did last year when I found out Cowboy Bebop was going live action TV series, I went and watched the anime before I watched the TV series. And it was they pretty much nailed it from the anime to the live action. The actors in it, the talking, the dialogue, all that. Grade A with Netflix. Here in the chat, Big Beast has never seen them, which is good. This is okay. You can check them out. They're on some streaming app. I know live action Cowboy Bebop's on Netflix. Firefly, you might have to go to Prime Video or Apple TV to like rent it or something or somewhere. It's one of those free apps out there that exists that has Firefly because it is a classic sci-fi TV series. We got a lot of Cowboy Bebops in here. Dome Rocker, JFK here. And JFK says, I hate that they canceled season 2 of Bebop, is what you're saying? They canceled season 2 of Bebop? Oh, yeah, I'm not happy if that's to say. So clarify that for me, JFK. And Vixo Sombre says, Bebop, I like the anime better. Okay, yep. I say for the ad, you know, it's kind of hard, you know, trying to pick out. For me, being watching, I didn't watch it when it originally came out. I watched it now, you know, in terms of the anime. So that's why I probably like the TV series better just because it was newer. And I thought it worked, you know, because sometimes, as we know, movie or video games that are video games first or cartoons that are cartoons first that transition over to movies or TV series, sometimes they missed the target. They didn't hear. But I appreciate your feedback there. Nice. And that was the question I asked. So I think we're done with this or that, everyone. Appreciate all the answers and participation. So we're headed over to game releases here. Ooh, hold up. Slow down. Game releases.
Release the games. Oh. It's time for the game releases. Game releases.
All right. Got some fun games here. Some oldies but goodies. When I say oldies but goodies, it's my first one here. Let me get all set up here. I like this game. This game I played a lot in 2012 when it came out. Shout out to my boy Jesse Moriarty out in Toronto. If he's watching or if he will be watching one day. Hey, we played this game religiously as a team of two, or maybe we will get some of his homies on board. Let me pop it up here now. And it is Destiny 2, Season of Sarah.
The most powerful artificial intelligence humanity ever
created.
If
y'all didn't have some overnighters on this one,
before his warsats fall into the
wrong hands. You missed out. That's all I'm gonna say.
The witness is coming.
Turn it down a little bit so you can hear me. Hear what I'm saying here. So the season of the Seraph. So the mission there is during the season of Seraph, it starts with the race against the clock to reclaim pieces of Rasputin's fragmented consciousness before Zenzu Areth forces wrap their claws around that. So it must be something very powerful that Rasputin put out there. And I know Rasputin, he's not a simple guy. He does complicated things. And he does things big. So You won't be alone in this high-stakes heist. The Vanguard has authorized the use of Seraphs, highly trained and highly lethal guardians who operate under Rasputin's jurisdiction. So you're going to get some help there. So you got heist battlegrounds, gather with your team, and storm enemy forces in the all-new three-player match-made heist battlegrounds. Oh! You can pull off heists now? Oh, man. See, Destiny. See, this is a game you probably lose a lot of time if somebody's not hanging out with you, but if they want to hang out with you, you got to be in the game. You know what I'm talking about. If you're a gamer, you're like, hey, man, jump on the game, you know, because I'm doing this. I'm playing this game, and that I can't stop playing it. So check it out. It is a lot of fun little things. They have espionage equipment. They have the new exotic SMG, a new exotic missions, an orbital platform above the last city holds a new exotic pulse rifle, Revision Zero, break through the security week by week and extract the powerful weapons before heading back and acquiring multiple catalysts available for the weapon. You got Seraph weapons, got the vest. I got a whole bunch of new weapons. So check them out here. And you got a competitive division here. You got a 3v3 gameplay that players know and love. So you have that. That is back again. So check that out. When you download, and this is actually a DLC. I think I left that out there. It's a DLC because I think a lot of the last few games for Dynasty 2 or Dynasty in general has just all been DLC. So this is a big DLC update. All right, next game on the list here. Another fun game with all these. Hey, guys. Quiet. Hey, go upstairs, please. Go outside. Go check on it. Go see who it is. Go see, you know, to get loud. All right, next game on the list here. We had about three simulator games in the list. So I picked one. I think when I picked another, I'll mention his. Paulo, hey, homie. You can go outside and check who it is. All right, here we go. Let me get this on the list. Get this going.
So rated E10 for ages 10 and up.
So we got Firefighting Simulator. So the question I asked, JFK, I just saw your question here. It says, those are my favorite type of anime, the 90s, the Gundam Wing, and Cowboy Bebop. I feel you. Yes, a lot of people talk about that. So Fireman Simulator here, it's a one-player game, up to four-player online gameplay here. It's on PS4, PS5, you know. And it is, as you see, you're going to be putting out fires as a fireman. So my question to the chat is, we got all these simulator games. I mean, we have the fun and cute Goat Simulator, Flight Simulator, Fireman Simulator. One of John's picks, I'm just mentioning the name so you can check it out, Alaska Truck a Truck Driver Simulator or something like that. Let me mention the name right. What is John's picks? Yeah, Alaskan Truck Simulator. So from the simulators, and I'll say if you know people in any of these job places, in the chat or in the feedback areas of our show, put in there, ask them the question. I'll put it, actually it's on loop, it's going to roll again.
Rated
are these simulators legit? Like, is this giving them if they give them the gamer the real life experience of, because I have from firemen friends. And so what I'm going to do, I'm going to reach out to them and ask them the question. If they play it, I don't know. I doubt it. But I hope they do, because then they could say, yeah, man, this is legit. Da-da-da-da-da. You know, and other simulators like a cop simulator that like Dome Rock mentioned. That'll be interesting. They do football simulator, but I wonder if they go into it. Do they do actually do a player? Because I know they have the coaching side of it where you coach the players, you manage the team, but like a player's real life simulator of an athlete or whatever. I think that would be the next simulator out there or be a cool one to think about. Says I heard the car mechanic one is decently legit. All right, Vic Sombra right there. And Dome Rocker says maybe with the VR it would be awesome. Right. Because they got a lot of, like, Ghost Simulator, I watched my niece play it a few times, and that is hilarious. But you got these serious ones, like Flight Simulator simulates flying an airplane around wherever you want to go, the world or what have you. So that's the question I avail to ask there. And so a Flight Simulator, as it continues to play on here, You start the siren of the fire truck. You do the, you know, you grab the hose. It's fight realistic fires. You discover over 40 diverse development locations spread across the city, inspired by the North American and West Coast. Equip yourself with authentic firefighting gear such as helmets, firefighter boots, a breathing apparatus modeled by well-known North American firefighter equipment manufacturers. So whether in the industry area, the suburbs, or downtown, your city needs you. So they have co-op, like I mentioned. You can play with up to three friends and take on whichever role suits you most. So assign tasks to your team or jump into action yourself. Together with your squad, you can be firefighting heroes for your city and save the lives of your neighbors. So a single player mode, they have advanced simulations, including water, smoke, heat, backdrafts, flashovers, grease fires, wide range of other causes of fire, such as electronics, chemicals, and explosions. Five licensed, Rosenbauer America fire trucks, such as the TP3 pumper or the T-Rex hydraulic platform. Wow, they got it. I mean, it's similar. They got to make it real. So authentic equipment with by well-known U.S. firefighting industry brands such as
ages 10 and up.
Carnes or Cairns, MSA, G1, SCBA, and HAIX, H-A-I-X. And detail 500K acres of large U.S. cities and different districts. So there you go. In the fireman or firefighting simulator. That's just pretty cool. Pretty cool right there. I'm like, man, they got all these fun simulators. I wonder if you could actually learn it and then go out there and do the job right. That's when the simulator is going to be legitly on point. If somebody can, I know a few firemen. I'll check them out. I'll ask them. All right, we're coming up at the end of the show. So like I mentioned earlier, John is not here. So we're not going to ride out with the talk about Andor. So we're going to talk about a fun series, comedy, and like I said, right up my alley of horror and creepiness. So I'm going to let that game scroll a little bit. Oh, I'm sorry. Before I move on to what's on stream, my honorable mentions for games that we didn't have enough time to talk about, but I think you should check them out if you can at a discounted rate, or if you know somebody that can get you these games. Back for Blood, River of Blood DLC, Divine Knockout looks like a fun fighting game, another similar version of Smash Bros. Or Multiverses called Divine Knockout. Hello Neighbor 2 is out. 2 Point Campus Space Academy DLC. Boom, there you go. And Valheim Mistlands update. And then another fun, it's more like a kid level graphic game. It's similar to, if you remember, Old School Rampage. So shout out to my people at Midway there, and my man, what's his name? We had him on the show. Let me look at the card. Brian Collin. I'm 45. I can't remember everybody's name. So Brian, shout out to him. So we got a game called Terra of Hermosaurus is on PS5, PS4. And then the last one for your anime fans out there, this one's for you. Witch on the Holy Night. Those are the honorable mentions, so please check them out. You search the internet, you can do game releases of the week, and boom, or game releases and a whole slew pop up different websites. So check them out. Those are my honorable mention games. But Back for Blood, that was a fun game, even though when it was in beta, it had the zombie saying things they shouldn't have been saying. I'll just drop that in there. Divine Knockout looks like a fun game. And Hello Neighbor, I heard a lot of people like the first one. So there, if you were in the first one, might as well get number two to finish out the collection. 2 Point Campus, I believe John talked about that one a few months ago. And now you have the Space Academy DLC. That means you're going to be outer space going to school or going to NASA or something. And then Valheim, big game, epic game, came out about 2 years ago. And now they have a big update on that, Mistlands. So check that out. And then Terra of Hermosaurus, like I said, fun family game there. And for your anime fans, again, check out Witch of the Holy Night. Honorable mention list. All right, now we're going to head over to what's on stream here. So let me get all ready to go for that.
Row, row, row your boat gently up the... excuse me. It's time for what's on stream.
All right, we got that rolling on the bottom part. All right, we got what's on stream. So my game series Adore Marcus says NCAA football is out to AJ played it all day. What? You got to go to YouTube and they tell you how to. What? Oh, hold up. Let me put that for everybody to read before I get into my last talk, my last show here. Are you kidding me? I did not know that. You're straight legend in football and gaming. Hey, thank you, Travis Lucas Griffin. Appreciate that from Facebook. I didn't know about that. NCAA football. Which one? Is it the new one, 2023? That's supposed to be out next year? What? Oh, my God. All right. Well, I got to talk about what I'm about to talk about. And you see it on the bottom already. I'm going to switch to the video. Wednesday Addams is on Netflix, man. Please, please do yourself a favor and watch this series. No, it is fun. Created as a it safe is, haven for our children. I say how people say cute.
To learn and to grow.
But it is
no matter who or what they
the
are.
Epitome of the Addams Family. Da-da-da-da. You got Wednesday. You got Gomez. You got Morticia. Morticia played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Gomez played by Luis Guzman. And Jenna Ortega, who was from previously the show You, that was here on Netflix. Remember, she was the neighbor of dude that was crazy. He ended up killing her, but now here she go. She's still alive. For all the kids that don't understand how you die, you know, I was that kid. It's like, oh, man, she's dead. My mom and dad's like, no, she's not. It's just some it's fake. It's acting. I'm like, oh. So Jenna Ortega is now Wednesday Addams. And she is doing a fantastic job. She is crushing it in this series. So just as any Addams series is dark, it's creepy. And as you hear Wednesday talking right now, there is a case that must be solved because there is a lot of debauchery going on the Nevermore campus. Because she got kicked out of Raider school, of course, being Wednesday Addams, and she don't like people messing with her brother. They try to jump on air, bully him, and she put a bag of piranhas. It was a swim team that picked on her brother, her little brother. Her little brother's name is Pugsley. And she said, you know what? Nobody messes with my brother but me. She dropped a bag of piranhas. So that's the only spoiler I'm going to give you right there is she dropped a bag of piranhas in the swim team's swimming pool during practice. So I would advise you not to mess with Pugsley. Let Wednesday be the bully to her little brother. So it's a great series. All the actors in it done a fantastic job. Let me go down the list. I think I named some of the actors already, but you have Bryn. If you remember Bryn from Game of Thrones, and also she played Captain Phasma in The Force Awakens, you have Gwendolyn Christie. She is back. I haven't seen her in a long time. She's done a fantastic job as the head principal or the mistress of the school. Haven't seen Luis Gomez, who plays Gomez Adam, Guzman, who plays Gomez Adam, and Christina, of course, the original remake Wednesday. Christina Ricci is back as one of the teachers. She plays Marilyn Thornhill. In the movie, Pugsley is played by Isaiah Ordonez, and Emma Myers is played. She plays Enid St. Clair, who is a werewolf. So Nevermore is a school of for kids that are not normal kids. So we have werewolves, we have vampires, we have sirens, we have, you know, different forms of monsters that are at this school, and Wednesday fits right in. Because she's that type of person. She's that type of gal.
Wow. What happens to you?
Her mom and dad went to Nevermore when they were in, you know, high school. And so that's why she went. That was another reason she went there, because she got kicked out of a public school from trying to kill a swim team. And so be like, all right, you're going to go to my school. It sounded like my mom. My mom was like, no, you're going to my high school, Omaha Central. So because I went to North, and then she got maybe transferred to Central to anybody that's in the chat from Nebraska. You know what I'm talking about there. But mom and dad had her transferred to Nevermore, which is a school for, I say, misfits, but for everyone. Like I said, warlocks, you have werewolves, you have like characters like Wednesday, shapeshifters, magicians, demons that are there to get an education and try to coexist in the world. And then when Uncle S. Festa showed up, that was fire. So I would advise you, it's 8 episodes and they go fast. They're hour long, out between an hour and 45 minutes, give or take. But they totally work. And you see right there, I forgot to mention, produced and directed by Tim Burton. And you know he knows creepy. He's the master of creepiness. He's the master of not so scary, but a little creepy at the same time. He's not trying to scare you out your pants and where you can't sleep every night. He's trying to scare you to entertain you, you know, i.e. Edward Scissorhands, i.e. The Nightmare Before Christmas, Beetlejuice, Batman. So just so you know, he is a master director. He knows what he's doing. And so all this cast and crew of actors and writers have done a fantastic job. So Wednesday Addams on Netflix has been out, I think, for a month now. Came out, actually, it was released November 23rd, so a little bit of under a month. Eight episodes. Check it out. You're going to have some fun, for sure, watching this. So please check it out. And she's always dropping these one-liners because, you know, she's dark. She wouldn't be an Addams without being so morbid and dark and not happy. So, what's her name? Jenna Ortega has done a fantastic job of playing that role of Wednesday Addams. So check it out. It's on Netflix. You can knock it out. You got holidays coming up. I know school's out for us at Lakeland next Friday. So if you're a college student that you're not, if you're out of school already, or if you're about to be, after finals are done, this will help you get that brain back in order watching Wednesday and Netflix, Hulu, Prime Video. All got good TV shows, good movies to check out all the time. So shout out to all them. Yep. Tim Burton is the GOAT of movie direction in terms of horror and creepy horror. And it's not, like, I don't think he's really directed like a scary, scary horror film, but he like borderlines between the scariness to cuteness to out of the things that he does. He definitely thinks outside the box. That's what I say for Tim Burton. He thinks outside the box, that you things that you wouldn't quite see. He sees them completely at a different angle. And when you see his production, like when I was a kid and he put out Batman, I was like, this is my guy, Bruce Wayne. But then I found Tim Burton, I learned all that. Then he did Beetlejuice on top, but I was like, what? I said, this is fire. I'm like, man, I want to be in a horror movie one day. And hopefully he's directed by Tim Burton. Shout out to Tim Burton there. He's giving it to you. All right, so hey, everyone, we're at the end of the show. I want to say thank you for participating in the this or that, and also hearing your feedback on the articles we had. So remember, you know, go to Game Biz to look at those stats on Call of Duty Ragnarok from October to November. And then also check out my man Jordan Pickford. And wow, you got the gamer tags in that article. You could probably go there and play against Harry. Was it? I think his first name is Harry Kane. First name is Harry. Last name is Kane. So you could play against Harry Kane, who is a baller for the English team. And I haven't kept. I haven't done my World Cup update in a while, so I don't know who's where what. I know we got kicked out in the first round of 16. So I think they're down to 8 or maybe the final 4. But you could probably play online. If you play some Fortnite, you might be in the lobby with Harry Kane and his teams, the English squad. You never know. Do that. We got, and then Travis Lucas Griffin says, I wish Tim Burton and Quentin Tarantino would make a movie. Oh, my God. That's like bringing LeBron to Dwayne Wade in Miami. That's what I'm talking about. It's going to be championship. That's like putting Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson on it. That was Dream Team. That was USA 1992. That's what that is right there. Bringing Michael Jordan and Magic Johnson, Scotty, Patrick Ewing. What's his name up in Utah? Karl Malone. Who was his point guard? I can't even think of his name. But that's the Dream Team of movie direction. So I agree with you, Travis. That would be so awesome. So we'll be back. Actually, no, I won't be back same day this next week. I'll be actually fun thing. I'm going to the Las Vegas for the Esports Awards next Tuesday. So we'll not have the show on Wednesday. Probably do it on Thursday or maybe Friday of next week. But I will have photos. So follow me on social media. I will be at the Esports Award with my sponsor, Control. If you can see right up in the corner there, right there. They're my sponsor of the show here. And they're inviting me out to the Esports Awards in Las Vegas next week. So I will have photos. I will have videos on my social media. So please follow me at Instagram and Twitter, AmonGreen30, all one word. Follow the Amon Green Gamers Lounge on TikTok and on YouTube. Subscribe on YouTube. Please do that and give us feedback. I wanted to do this real quick. I went into the Apple podcast area where we get, you know, we download our podcast. Then I could see feedback from the fans. And where did I have? I had it up a second ago. And I want to say thank you for the feedback, because that feedback helps us get better. Let's see here. Do I see him? Oh, I can't find it now. Let's see if I can find it. All right, boom. Website. Nope. All right. I don't know. Where's the comments? Comments. Go to the next show. No, I don't know where the feedback's at. No. Oh, here we go. Nope, that's not it. Nope, that's not it. Oh, I was going to say, but shout out to everyone giving out feedback on the podcast, on the Apple podcast. I can't find it now. It's because I put my stuff on Front Street. But yeah, keep giving us the feedback. We need the feedback to get better. Myself and John. And John will be back next episode as well. Please do it. So next episode, we'll be talking about the same fun things, this or that. More game releases, more news articles to help you find out what is hot topics in the gaming world. And checking in with myself as well. So hope you guys enjoyed the show. And we'll be back next week, Thursday, maybe. Follow me on social media so you know what day, because I'll be flying back on Wednesday. Is the usual day I record the podcast. So we'll not be doing it on Wednesday because I'll be flying back from Vegas from the Esports Awards. So check us out. It's going to be some fun things. My first time going, so I'm going to be super excited. I'm super excited. So hey, I get some good footage. I thank you, JFK. I will have fun out there, and I will be safe. So I hope everyone have a great weekend. Be safe, whatever you're doing, and I will check you out next week.